WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, the Anderson and Rowe Piano Duo plays Rachmaninoff.
It's voluptuously romantic with a capital R. It's just so perfumed, and it's very evocative and very powerful.
Sergei Rachmaninoff's Suite No. 1 for two pianos runs the gamut of emotions, from longing and sorrow to triumph and joy. We'll experience them all in this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the fourth of a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. Every 2 years, for nearly 3 weeks, Kalamazoo, Michigan hosts what is arguably the largest gathering of keyboard artists in North America. We'll hear a sampling in the next 60 minutes. Along with the Anderson and Rowe duo's Rachmaninoff, Dejan Lazic plays an emotive sonata by a son of Bach, and a Gilmore young artist shows us why Schubert is one of his favorites. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. You can learn more at wkkf.org. When he wrote the sonata that we're about to hear, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach had a harpsichord in mind, one with two manuals or keyboards. One could play softly, the other manual was for louder passages. The feature gave harpsichordists an option they don't otherwise have, the ability to vary dynamics. As if to highlight that ability, Bach filled this sonata with contrast, abrupt key changes, and large melodic leaps. Playing a responsive modern piano, Dejan Lazic can create contrasts that C.P.E. Bach probably never imagined, both more subtle and more vivid. In his latest recording efforts, Lazic has been focusing on Johann Sebastian's second oldest son. The same was true at the 2016 Gilmore Festival. In his recital there, Dejan Lazic performed several pieces by C.P.E. Bach, including this sonata in D minor, which probably dates from the late 1740s.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, a keyboard sonata in D minor, performed by pianist Dejan Lazic at the 2016 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Lazic is a native of Croatia. He studied in Salzburg, Austria, and now lives in Amsterdam. He gave that performance in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Because part of its mission is to nurture promising young pianists, the Gilmore established a Young Artist Award early in its history, more than a quarter century ago. Every 2 years, an anonymous panel selects two American pianists under the age of 22 for the honor. It includes a $15,000 prize and a new piano work commissioned specifically for each recipient. One of the 2016 Gilmore Young Artists is Daniel Hsu, who's from the San Francisco area and now studies at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. His brother Andrew earned the same recognition in 2014, but even before that, Daniel says it had been in his sights.
The Gilmore Young Artists Award is, I think, one of the biggest honors that a young pianist can be awarded with. It means a lot to me. It's a huge honor. It's also, I think, a responsibility, too, in bringing music to others. And there were so many incredible, you know, musicians and artists that came before us, that were awarded before us. So it's kind of like carrying the torch in a way.
Previous Gilmore Young Artists also include Orly Shaham, Kirill Gerstein, and Jonathan Biss. At the 2016 Gilmore Festival, current honoree Daniel Hsu gave a solo recital that began with a pair of impromptus by one of his favorite composers, Franz Schubert. This is Schubert's Impromptu No. 3 in G-flat major.
Thank you.
That was young pianist Daniel Hsu in recital at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hsu is one of the two 2016 Gilmore Young Artists, an honor given every 2 years to exceptional American pianists under the age of 22. From a recital in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College, we heard Daniel Hsu perform the Impromptu No. 3 in G-flat major by Franz Schubert. We'll be hearing the other 2016 Gilmore Young Artist, Micah McLaurin, and more from Daniel Hsu later in this series. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. You can learn more at wkkf.org. In a moment, two pianos create poetic tableaus in music by Rachmaninoff. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Sergei Rachmaninoff imagined his Suite No. 1 for two pianos as a series of musical pictures. Two of them are meant to evoke love, a third, sorrow, and the final one, exultation. Rachmaninoff composed the suite in 1893.
It's voluptuously romantic, with a capital R, but also just romantic. And it's entitled Fantasy Tableau, and you see these scenes presented in each movement, each based on a poem by a great poet, including Lord Byron. And there's this very expressive and dramatic intentionality to all of the movements that we absolutely love when we perform. And it's just so perfumed, and it's very evocative and very powerful.
That's Elizabeth Joy Rowe, half of the Anderson and Rowe piano duo. She and her performing partner, Greg Anderson, played Rachmaninoff's suite at the 2016 Gilmore Festival, and we're going to hear that performance right now. The four movements are titled Barcarolle, The Night, The Love, Tears, and Easter. The Anderson and Rowe duo with the Suite No. 1 for two pianos by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
the Anderson and Rowe Piano Duo, with music Sergei Rachmaninoff described as a fantasy tableau, four tone paintings inspired by poems. It ended with the insistently pealing bells of Easter. And before that, in reverse order, we heard Tears, The Night, The Love, and Barcarolle. The performance by pianists Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe comes from Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, part of the 2016 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. As a prodigiously gifted virtuoso, Sergei Rachmaninoff wrote solo piano music that can leave performers wishing for an extra pair of hands. On a few occasions, he granted that wish. Greg Anderson says Rachmaninoff created three large-scale pieces for piano duo.
It's so fun to see, you know, Rachmaninoff's pianistic language multiplied by two. Really, to me, especially the first suite, feels like something that he conceived exclusively for two pianos. I would have a hard time imagining it orchestrated or arranged for a different instrumentation. And I think that's kind of a unique thing in the piano duo landscape, since so often pieces written for piano duo ultimately are arranged for orchestra, like the Brahms Haydn variations, or are arrangements of symphonic music.
Pianist Greg Anderson of the Anderson and Rowe Piano Duo. We'll be hearing more from them later in this series. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, three perspectives on Debussy. From a prize-winning pianist, a celebrated soprano, and an inventive jazz duo. More information about the Gilmore's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmore.org. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. You can learn more at wkkf.org. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmore staff members Cynthia Vandenberg and Veronica Harik. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Heaney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmore Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.